It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon and welcome. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. I could have opened with the Tigers. I could have opened with the Lions. I could have talked college football or the World Cup of hockey, but it all pales in comparison to our opening guest today, all the way from across the street at SC4. former journalist extraordinaire and current world champion soccer coach, Paul Costanzo.
How are you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for doing this. By the way, how are things going on the pitch?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I think they're running things, and we're 1-2. We don't keep score technically, but we're 1-2.
Yeah, coach knows.
Each kid has their own, set of goals that they kind of make in their heads, and for some it's to score a goal. For others, like my daughter Olivia, it's to dribble the ball a couple times and kick it forward. And so it's been fun to see them slowly but surely start to reach those goals. But it really has been. It's a lot of fun. I don't know if you've been to an under-6 AYSO game. I'm assuming you haven't.
I've been to some in Richmond to see my niece play.
Oh, there you go. So know how much fun it actually is. And I'm not, being facetious. It's actually fun to watch these kids just run around the field and attack the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a good time.
They have a good time. And, of course, it's packed. You can't get down beach when Costanzo's team is playing. I mean, they're parked all the way back at the Elks.
The satellite news trucks that are all there. Yeah, CNN brings, the big one. It's tough to get a spot, but it's worth it if you can.
Hey, SC4's got the big grand opening coming up for the Fieldhouse on October the 3rd. And I'm still not quite in game shape yet, but I'll continue to work on it, Paul. But let's talk about that, because I know this is a big deal.
It is, and we're really looking forward to it. And, the floor in there has kind of had to sit for a couple days, and really I think through the rest of the week, because they just kind of put that final, I'm using the wrong terminology here, but the final lacquer on it, whatever it was. They got the stickers, and it looks really nice. I actually posted a couple pictures to our Twitter feed at Follow SC4 a couple days ago, and it does. It looks real nice, and we're excited to open it up. And we're just talking about it here in the office, but it feels like it simultaneously feels like it's been forever, that this whole thing's been going on forever. And at the same time, it feels like it was just yesterday they were talking about, opening this building up, and now we're a week and a half away. But there's some nervousness and some excitement and all of that wrapped in to this over here. But we're definitely ready to let people in to see it.
And I know the men's and women's basketball schedules are out now, and I saw a lot of Friday, Saturday action. It should be fun on the weekends to get some people to come on out and check out the facility and really watch the team play, because, we've had a very successful women's program here at the college for, it feels like going on a decade now. So, it's good basketball.
It is. It's really good basketball. And, we've had a very competitive men's team, too. They haven't had the same type of results that the women have had, but they put a lot of points up, and they've been a lot of fun to watch. It's a good brand of athletics. It's college athletics. You get, we talk about our high school kids and how they're not just playing for, their communities and that sort of thing. They're playing for themselves and trying to get noticed and move on to the next level. That's a big part of it. That's what these, kids are doing. And I call them kids. They're 18 and over. They're, young men and women. They're trying to do the same thing. And they've already gotten to a certain level, and it's just trying to get to that next one. So you can see that and the passion that they bring to the game, whether that's our volleyball team or either of our basketball teams, or, baseball, golf, now cross country, softball, those types of things too. So we hope that people come in and not only enjoy the building, but enjoy the product on the floor.
You mentioned volleyball. They were 5-5 going into a match last night against Schoolcraft. I did not see how that went, but they do have a home match coming up next Tuesday against Macomb. How did things go last night? Do you know?
Not great for the good guys. Lost in three, 18-25, 24-26, 22-25. So two of those sets were obviously real tight. Schoolcraft's ranked 18th in the country, so that's a really good Schoolcraft team that they ran into. But our team's young. I mean, that's a young volleyball team. There's like two sophomores on the team, Miranda Schaefer and Caitlin Carlson. The rest of them are freshmen. And, you know, at this point, they've only played just two conference games. So there's a lot of schedule to go. And like you mentioned, Macomb, probably the biggest rival for our team, is coming in next Tuesday, so that should be fun. And then, of course, on October 4th, they'll get their first chance to play in the field house, and that's against Henry Ford. So some real big ones coming up for our volleyball team.
Yeah, you mentioned Caitlin Carlson from Armada. I know Brittany Goodwin is on the team. She went to Port Huron High. Brooke Mon is playing from St. Clair. Brooke Gazdick went to Anchor Bay. Who else? I'm missing somebody. Miranda Dorr.
Yeah, from Port Huron High.
Yeah. And you've got a girl from Romeo, too, Erica. And I'll say Erica's last name wrong. LaBara?
LaBear.
Okay.
I've always said LaBear.
Okay. Well, I'll go with you because you're official.
In front of me. Am I? Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Erica.
Is this Ray Cornwell's first year as head coach? I know he was an assistant for the national championship teams in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been an assistant kind of on and off for a while. I mean, essentially since 2001 when the program started. And he was an assistant under Terry Gamble. He was an assistant last year under Kristen Michaels. But this is his first year as our head coach. He's obviously very well respected in the area as a volleyball coach and really player too. I mean, he had a lot of success in men's leagues, in the 90s and in the 2000s. So we're lucky to have him.
If I'm not mistaken, he's in the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame, actually.
He is. He went in with Jim Weimer, actually, the same year. So, just a couple years ago, he was inducted.
How is Jim doing?
Fantastic.
I'm going to have to call him because the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame inductions are coming up. Mike Mullins will join me tomorrow on the show, actually, to talk about it. But I always like to talk to Jim because Jim knows everybody and knows about everybody and can tell a story about everybody. And George Pope is going in this year, and there's probably a lot of George Pope stories that Jim could tell me.
I imagine he's got one or two, yeah. But Jim does know everybody. You should also call him to figure out what kind of role he has in store for you in the game on October 3rd.
Bench.
He's your coach.
I can pass out water. Give me a towel. I'll drape a towel around my neck, and we can put Milicic on the back of my jersey.
I like it. You can be the new human victory cigar.
Oh, my goodness. Please tell me that there are some good players on the team who can log a lot of minutes.
There are. Sean Sherrill and Grant Kohler are playing. Calvin Basil, who is a great athlete. So Calvin's probably going to be like the workhorse for you guys because he's still pretty young, and he did a lot. You know, he's working at the Y now, but he was a star at Croslex. He played baseball here and then went to Western Illinois. There's so many. Oh, I've got the roster right in front of me. Joel Weimer's playing. I mean, he's going to be able to shoot it. Akilah Edmondson, she went to Michigan State and played, so she's going to be able to handle herself out there pretty well. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be counted on to
We're going to put Akilah in the post, and she can do some roller derby moves.
There you go.
What Paul's talking about and what I'm talking about is there is a game on October 3rd as part of the opening ceremonies. Now, who are we playing?
The Harlem Wizards. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. They're a show basketball team, and they do the tricks, and there's a bunch of guys that played, you know, at some point collegiately, and then after kind of going after pro careers, they ended up in this. But they're entertaining, and, you know, they get the crowd into it and that sort of thing. So it should be a lot of fun, and they're probably going to beat you guys by quite a bit, I'm assuming. I think that's kind of how it goes. You basically get to be the Washington Generals.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm guessing if it is a close game, they'll just play hack-a-stuck because I am a 17% free throw shooter.
Is that what you – did you actually go in the gym? It's been a while.
Yeah, 17 out of 100.
Oh, man.
You're going to get fired as GM.
Yeah, no kidding.
What'd you draft this guy for?
I did not have that piece of information when I wrote your name down.
That's awesome. What time's the game, and how can the public get involved in this?
Well, the game's at 6:30, and they can go to sc4.edu/fieldhouse, and then there's links there to get your tickets. They're $10 for the general public. They're $5 for our students. And then if you want to get in before the game and see the field house, we have an open house and a ribbon cutting from noon to 1:30 on October 3rd. And that's free to the public, so they can come in and check out the building. But it's going to be rocking at 6:30 at night. That's going to be a lot of fun, not just to see you running up and down the court, but the whole show, I think, is going to be really entertaining.
Running might be an exaggeration, but slow trot, maybe? See if I can get it up to then. I think what I should do, since it's going to be my last show before I die, I should probably just broadcast the show that day live from the field house.
There you go.
So
you should. Maybe. And then it would be a nice send-off for you.
Yeah. Send your flowers to the field house.
Yeah.
This is going to be really bad. But yeah. You're one of those people that it's just hard to say no to. You know, Paul asks you, and he gives you the puppy dog eyes and says, "Oh, come on, it'll be fun."
Yeah, well, you know, I have a way with words, I think, to kind of make people do things that I want them to do. And in this case, I got you and Joseph Hayes to agree to do this somehow. So, yeah. I was 2 for 2.
Joseph's a little younger than me, and I think probably still a little more athletic than I am. So he'll be all right.
I don't know. I've never seen Joseph play basketball, so I have no idea how that's going to go. I mean, you and Colburn haven't been like out back because Ben's playing.
Yeah,
so
but
you two can practice together.
And I don't think Ben can play a lick of basketball, but he still plays like in the over 30 hockey leagues. So. He at least will have some stamina because he's been skating. I haven't even put on a pair of skates in I don't know how long, so I'm way gone, Paul. Those that can't, talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, or write about it and then leave the industry. I'm the same way. yes, it's. I ran in that 4K that the Young Professionals did this weekend, and I mean, running is just not my thing, and it hit me hard. That I should probably start doing more things actively, not just watching 5-year-olds run around the soccer field. Apparently, you don't get that through osmosis. So, oh well.
Good stuff. And again, it'll be Monday, October 3rd, right? I got my dates right.
Monday, October 3rd, 6:30 is the game, and like I said, sc4.edu/fieldhouse. They can get all the information on how to get tickets, and they are. $5 for students and $10 for the general public.
All right. Good stuff. Paul, as always, a lot of fun talking to you.
Yeah, I had a good time, Dennis. Thank you.
All right. Paul Costanzo from SC4. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more. We're just getting started with the Dennis Stuckey Show here on a Wednesday afternoon on WPHM.